Good evening, I'm John Yang. Spring, the season of rebirth and renewal, has reminded us that it can also be the season of death and destruction. At least 25 people are dead and dozens more injured after a tornado ripped through a rural Mississippi Friday night over an hour northwest of Jackson. This afternoon, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves declared a state of emergency as officials continue to comb through the damage.
Homes leveled, power lines downed. Neighborhoods destroyed. This is the scene thousands of Mississippi residents woke up to this morning.
Complete and utter devastation. Just houses, roofs ripped off of houses, walls tucked down from houses, trees up.
Hey, y'all need help over there!
We're good.
The storm pummeled this stretch of the Mississippi Delta with wind gusts up to 80 miles per hour and hail the size of golf balls.
Ran, got in the bathroom, in the tub with my wife, and all threw pillows over us, and we could hear stuff hitting the roof.
The tornado was so intense that radar images left the meteorologist for WTVA in Tupelo nearly speechless.
Oh, man. Dear Jesus, please help them.
Early this morning, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves dispatched search and rescue teams to sift through the rubble for survivors. Damage from the storm stretches over 100 miles across the state, with debris and wreckage blocking roads.
Everybody is helping everybody, you know, not in just this part of town that happened. It's everywhere. Everybody is being a helping and praying vessel for everybody.
The National Weather Service says that on Sunday, there's a chance of severe thunderstorms capable of producing more tornadoes across the southeast. As other states brace for impact, Mississippi hopes to find more survivors.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he will move tactical nuclear weapons into Belarus. The former Soviet republic had deactivated its nukes and sent them to Russia following the collapse of the Soviet Union. Putin, speaking on state television today, said nuclear storage facilities would be finished by July. Belarus has been a staging ground for Russian troops in its invasion of Ukraine. And Gordon Moore, the co-founder of Intel, has died. He was known as one of the fathers of Silicon Valley and for Moore's Law. His 1960s prediction that computing power would roughly double every 2 years for the foreseeable future, making computers smaller, faster, and cheaper. It's held true for decades and is a driving force of technological and social change and economic growth. Moore was 94 years old. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, what's stopping people from going to see the doctor and how fossil finders can come in all shapes, sizes, and even ages?
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.